Stora Enso Mills makes specialty paper for magazines and advertising inserts in newspapers. But when the economy is slow, advertising is usually one of the first areas to be cut. Stora Enso Vice President Kai Koronen says they're shutting down outdated paper machines, but not closing entire mills.
All this will mean approximately 500 jobs eliminated, primarily at Wisconsin Rapids, Pyron, Kimberly, and Port Hawkesbury mills.
In fact, Koronen says they will rebuild several paper machines at Wisconsin plants in Niagara, Wisconsin Rapids, Byron, Kimberly, and Whiting at a cost of $250 million. In a conference call with investors, Stora Enso President Jukka Hamala says the company can't wait for the economic upturn before making these cuts.
All in all, I think from a management point of view, it has been an excellent job done by our North American team under the rather difficult circumstances.
Merrill Lynch industry analyst Mads Asprin is based in London, England. He says the $250 million investment should give workers hope that Stora Enso is committed for the long term to Wisconsin.
So it's quite a sizable investment in these facilities, while at the same time they're closing a couple of machines. Basically, what they're adding is compensating for what they're closing.
Because capacity will remain the same but with more efficient machines, Stora Enso will continue to use hardwoods from Wisconsin's timber industry. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.